Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat is daf Kuf Yud Aleph, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, and we're still holding on Kuf Yud Amud Beit at the two dots, five lines up from the bottom of the page. So we said yesterday, and we were talking about various types of remedies, that if for hepatitis, the koshel ikarin is mixed in beer, and you take two, if that's the way to understand it, or two of the ingredients, is another way to understand it, more difficult to accept. But they are going to train b'shichur. The two was mixed in beer, but says the mimer there that it was miaker, Rabbi Yochanan, that it would be actually would sterilize you if you would drink this. Asks the Gemara, but you're not allowed to sterilize a male. So mishori, v'atani minayin l'sirus ba'adam. Shehu asur. How do we know that you're not allowed to sterilize? The parshtis of the meaning of your is to castrate. But the list of the issues that we're talking about over there, which is legabe behema. So first of all, we're talking about mumi. So in terms of the mumin, we talk about ma'uch, katut, natuk, charut, lo takrivu la'Hashem. So these are all types of pigamim in the reproductive system, either in the testicles or the penis of the animal. So, and we'll talk some of the differences in a moment, but then it closes with uba'artzechem lo ta'asu. Don't do this, meaning the act itself is osur. And we learn out from that uba'artzechem. We learn out two things. It just points out over here, basically Gemara and Chagiga. First of all, we learn this as two different things: uba'aretz lo ta'asu and uba'chem lo ta'asu. That's how he understands the Gemara. Since it cannot be dependent on the aretz, because it's not a mitzvah, tzluya ba'aretz, so we understand ba'aretz means on any animal ba'aretz, even things that aren't going to be brought on the Mizbeach. You shouldn't think that this is in the Mizbeach particularly, despite the fact that it says lo takrivu. And then uvachem lo tasu. Don't do this to a human. And, okay, Rashi learns it's from the lo tasu, lo teyasu. He learns it. In other words, don't have it done to a human. But in any way, even so says Rabbi Chanina. So how could we be matir taking this remedy for hepatitis? Answers the Gemara Hanimi Le'efet Dekom Mechavein. That's only where his interest is in sterilization. But Hachamiyatz Mogu, over here, the sterilization occurs most learned that this has nothing to do with Kavon in terms of Malacha or Adob Hashem Miskavein, Alivet Rabbi Shimon. Most of the Rishonim learn that all this is really referring to is serus that's accomplished without touching the reproductive organs at all. And that's what it means, because the Raya implies that. How come they had smoke? In other words, over here, it's an ancillary effect of something else, because Rabbi Yochanan says that Harotseshi is Sares Tarnigol. If you want a rooster to stop reproducing, all you got to do is Yito Karbalato. You need to only take off the carbolate, what do they call that? The what? Crest. The comb. So if you take that off, he's mistares me'ilav. He's not going to reproduce anymore. So apparently, as long as you don't touch a reproductive organ, that's okay. So here too, you're drinking a cup of ikarim for hepatitis, but the fact that sirus results of this, can you imagine if this would actually work? We'd make millions. But the fact that...
what do you have to build?
Yeah, it's amazing, yeah. It's amazing. I mean, like all of these remedies that science has never been able to come up with, you know. I was actually in Africa, and I was talking to some Maasai. And what's interesting is that the Maasai, they practice Brit Milah. But Brit Milah, they practice already as an adult. That's the rite of passage. So basically, the idea is like this. This is amazing. Yeah. They put a piece of wood on the head of the victim, right? And he has to hold his hands out. And then they circumcise him. If he moves and the daf falls off of his head, he's not allowed to reproduce. He's not a real man. You hear? So I asked the guy, I understand, I mean, but Lamaisa, what do they do about sex? This is how the girls come out to the forest. So they get pregnant. No, they go to a witch doctor. And the witch doctor gives them this stuff. They never get pregnant. So my God, market this stuff. This is the Koshel Ikarim. Okay, in any event, so you should be able to do that too. Ask the Gemara. That's not the point over there. Ha'amar of Ashi, Ramot Ruchu Denakitale. That rooster is perfectly able to reproduce, except that he is so vain that not having that crest, he figures, no girl would want to be attracted to me, so he just can't do it. But it's all psychological. That's a strutting rooster. That's right. So he's lost it. But Lamaisa, he's not really Misuras. Ela Besoris. So maybe the heter over here to take this remedy, even though it causes sterility, is someone who is already sterile. Yes, the Gemara, but that's not a good answer, because I'm Rabbi Barav, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Hakol Modim, even though we have a machlokas, whether you're allowed to cause a mum in a Bechor who's already a Baal Mum, but when it comes to Mechametzach and Mechametz, if you are making a Korban Mincha, we're over there, the Torah says Lo Te'afeh Chametz, but it also says Lo Te'aseh Chametz, and we learn out from the repetition that any one of the Yasiot of the Mincha are Osir, and not only that, but they're Osir one after the other. So in other words, if you go ahead and some person, let's say, makes the mincha first, the lisha, he makes as chametz. Another person bakes it, b'chimetz, both of them will be chayer. So even though it was already chametz, so b'chametz achar b'chametz is osir, and everyone who argues about the mum achar mum is nonetheless moda, and here's the part that's important for us, that a misarei achar misarei shu chayev, that if you sterilize something that's already sterile, you'd still be chayev, because it's clear the pasuk. If we have to talk about ma'uch v'katut, now this ma'uch v'katut are both references to testicles, as opposed to some of the other women over there that could be referring to a broken penis or cut penis, but the point over here is that the first stage, it's not clear because we've shown him exactly what the first, the ma'uch, the divshu ma'uch v'katut, Rashi learns that in a case where the testicles were actually detached and are left still hanging loose in the scrotum, but they can't obviously get any sperm into the situation. So over there, the animal would be sterilized. And here we're talking about humans. And the next stage would be an actual removal of the testicles. That would be complete nidok. So the Gemara asks, does that make sense? If you're chayev just on the krita, so koshkin, you'd be chayev on the netika. Why does the Torah have to say, what's the point of saying it? I mean, say the lesser degree of castration, and that definitely would cover the higher degree of castration. Must be to tell me. Lahavin no tekach ha-korechul chayak. That even if the animal or human was already sterile, further castration is still going to be awesome. So how can you explain over here that drinking a kosher likarin is going to be putter because they're okay to do even lechatchila because of the fact that he's already sterile? It's not again. Now that we've shown him asked, what does that have to do with it? Isn't the point over here that the second act was a harachava? It broadened the castration of the first act. In other words, to have testicles that don't work or not to have testicles at all, the second stage is more than the first stage. So one approach of the Ramban in that, which is certainly more yesodistic than the other terutzim that are said, is that it really doesn't matter. The point is, who cares what it looks like? The question is, over here, functionally speaking, the original castration was completely irreversible. So if that's the case, nonetheless, the Torah is saying, you're chayav on doing a second act of castration. So that would be true over here as well. If you don't want to say that, there have been other terutzim that have said that, is that it could be that over here a kosher ikarin hormonally castrates. Therefore, there's not even any sexual desire and so on, whereas before, at least he was functional, just he couldn't reproduce. Okay, I mean, Labaisa, it makes a heck of a lot of sense to say the Rabban's Torah. So the Torah is just ushering any level of Masaris Acha Masaris. The fact that we introduce it with a Kal V'Chomer doesn't mean that the point is based on always the second act being broader than the first act. We're just pointing out that, look, there's no meaning to this pasuk unless it's coming to tell me Sarasaka Basaras. Eli answers, let's talk about a Zakin. So if he's old, so then we understand what's the difference between Sarasaka Basaras and Sarasaka Zikna. So again, over here, there's various approaches in the Rishonim. The simplest one is that a zakein, the problem over there is not a question specifically in reproductive ability. It's an overall change in the entire body, and it's noticeable. In other words, when you're talking about someone of reproductive age who is, to all intents and purposes for what he looks like, a perfectly normal male, over there, the Torah is answering Masaris Acha Masaris. If somebody would look at this guy and say, no way, he's going to have any kids, so then there's no issue of Masaris Acha Masaris. Says the Gemara, hey man, since when does old age matter? Oh, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, and a couple of pills, boy, that'll do it for you. I mean, there's a whole list of things in Gittin, that list about restoring sexual functionality. So over there, Rabbi Yochanan says, boy, it sure worked for me. Now, Rabbi Yochanan was awfully old. And that means this gave me back my adolescence. So, I mean, if that's the case, then zikna doesn't really matter, because it's reversible. Answers the Gemara, okay, you're right. For hepatitis, it's only talking about women. Obviously, all of the Isurim that we're talking about are male-oriented Isurim. They're all about testicles or penises, and they don't apply to Isha. Now, there are those who learn, including Rashi, that the Isha is because a woman is not Chayevet Inferior Viribia. And as the Mishnah Sechina asks, what in the world does this have to do with the Sugya of Piri of Arivia? Sirius is not linked to Piri of Arivia. The Chiyav of Piri of Arivia, I mean, the animals are Chiyav of Piri of Arivia. They were saying, you know, the Artskam of Tassar came. So, you know, you wouldn't want to stop a pig from having a kid, a piglet, would you? I mean, what would Winnie the Pooh do? Exactly, without a piglet, it'd be a disaster. Right, so therefore he learns that it just means that in general, obviously, all of these Yisurim are not references to females. Ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who holds that a woman is chayevet in Piri of Arivia, which is obviously why Rashi used the pshat that he did, but according to Michal Sinek would mean, okay, let's forget about the problem of Sirus, but what about the problem of Bittul Piri of Arivia? Isn't that also an Isser? So fine, there's no lav, but you're bringing mevatel the possibility of reproducing. Because it says, Vayavarach otam Elohim, Vayomer lahem. So God obviously is speaking both male and female, and telling them both, reproduce, puruvu. So Vayikal Abema, what are you going to say then? There should be an Isser, even for a woman to take these sterilizing things? Answers at the Gemara, Bizikena. It's talking about a woman who is past reproductive age. There, it's not reversible. Or, which we couldn't answer by a male, obviously, Nami Ba'akara. Akara means that she was born sterile over there. The point is, since she never was in the parsha of reproduction over there, there's no Isser of Mesaris Acha Mesaris either. Even if we would want to extrapolate the way Rashi is to him, from a male to a female, we wouldn't have said Mesaris Acha Mesaris on an Akara. And now, a word from our president. Somebody who's got a toothache. Do not gargle with vinegar. Now, it's not quite clear what gargle means. Does gargle mean and spit out? Does gargle mean just keep it in your mouth and swallow it? You know, push it around and swallow it? That we're going to see in the Gemara. But he could have normal salad in those days because they would dip the vegetables in vinegar. I mean, the fact that it might have, you know, other flavors in it, that doesn't mean it's not vinegar. It still helps your teeth. So just have a good salad dressing. And if it's merapio, well, what can you do? Vinidrapa. Again, because this becomes something that is not derogal fuat, something that anybody would do.
Not eating it for yourself.
That doesn't matter. Of course, again, we mentioned this was a machlokas, whether your kavon has to be for something else or not. Hakoshesh b'motnav. So there's a pain in his pelvis, let's say. Or, you know, he's got a pain in the joints. So loya such yain v'chometz. Don't use what people would normally use for this, which is a mixture of wine and vinegar, but you could use oil, because people in general do use oil just as an emollient, you know, and it was very common. Nowadays people have dry skin, we'll use some type of dry skin oil, you know, so that is something that Brinim do. But don't use shemen vered. Don't use rose oil, because shemen vered is very expensive. And therefore, somebody who sees you rubbing it will understand, oh my gosh, no way he would have gotten that stuff if Kupat Kolim hadn't paid for it. So he's only going to be using something like that for refuah. However, b'nei melachim, you know, listen, if you're rich, you know, you're a prince, or you're an American, so then sakin shemen vered on hakateyem, there'll be no problem in using shemen vered. Because they would do that even if they weren't sick. Shekein darkam lasuch b'chol. B'chol meaning under normal circumstances. Rabbi Shimon Omer looked at no such thing. If it's mutter to one group of people, it's mutter to any group of people. Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim. Everybody is a prince, you know? And therefore, it should be mutter all around. Now we'll get into the details of the Gemara. Rami le Rav Acha Aricha. Halakha. Whether it's near... Halakha. Is it Rufu on Shabbos? That's the question on Shabbos we're talking about, not Sabbath. So Rav Acha, the tall Rav Acha, you know, that was Rav Acha Bar Papa. So he asked Rabbi Abohu, I don't get it. Here it says, here it says in the Mishnah, don't gargle with vinegar, which seems to imply that vinegar is good for your teeth. And yet, the pasuk, it's really weird that Shlomo HaMelech uses the example of putting vinegar on your teeth to be an example of what it means to take a lazy guy and to give him a job. So he says over there, "Kechometz l'shinayim u'chashan le'inayim kein ha'atzel l'sholachav." So it's a ridiculous metaphor, because according to you, vinegar is good for your teeth. How do you explain that? Look, Asher, there's two different types of chometz. There's such a thing as kiyuah depiri. There's such a thing as unripe fruit. And those unripe fruit are very sharp, very bitter, and that is something that is indeed bad for your teeth. But then there's real vinegar that's made out of good wine that has turned vinegary, And that is good for your teeth. No, no. Ha bechala. Or you bite, and actually could both be referring to real vinegar, from wine vinegar of high quality. But the difference is this. Hadika maka, hadalo ika maka. Depends whether you've got a problem with your gums. Because ika maka, if there is something wrong, then the vinegar will help cure it. But if there's no maka, the only impact of the vinegar is its astringency causes the gums to gradually recede, which will loosen your teeth, which is not good. So over there, Avi Shalman Melech is saying, you know, this guy likes gargling with vinegar, but in the end, his teeth are going to fall out. You give a job to a guy who never gets the job done, you know, and you keep hoping and hoping, but it's never going to get done. In the end, you're going to lose your teeth, so to speak. So leka, maka, it's mirpe.
Is it open sore?
Yeah.
Open.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would imagine that it doesn't happen. I mean, it could be even a blister. Maybe it helps to draw the liquid out of the blister, probably. For the teeth. Yeah. I have a feeling that you drink Sheva 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 maybe as an excuse for your teeth. But the Atanya asks the Gemara, the next thing it says, Lo yigamav em etachometz, don't gargle. But the Braita says, don't gargle and spit it out. But you could gargle and swallow it. And the Mishnah seems to be saying, don't gargle at all. What do you do with this contradiction? Look, I mean, what can you say? You have to say that the Mishnah, when it says don't gargle, it means don't gargle the way people do with spitting it out afterwards. Because that is clearly for a refuah. But if you swallow it, so then it's part of what people do. So that's what our mission is. Rava says, no, you don't have to say that. The Pashtut is Megamea Beboleah, that the Mishnah is answering everything. But there's a difference at what the context is. And the Rava, by the way, is very sensitive to context all over the Gemara. So here he says it depends. It depends. If you are about to be Tovel your vegetables, you're going to be matfil your vegetables in a salad, then the derech is to taste the vinegar, make sure it's good. You don't want to be matfil your pot or sandwich. You don't want to do that. So people who see you doing this will think, oh, he's testing out the vinegar. Or maybe he doesn't have any vegetables this morning, but he's not going to go without his, you know, his dressing. But liachatibo, people are going to wonder, what are you doing putting vinegar in your mouth? And therefore, must be this guy's got a problem with his teeth, but then why is he doing it on Shabbat? That's where it's nikkur, that's where food, that's where we answered it. But that doesn't work out according to Rava, who holds that we should not use context to describe the difference la'alacha, because Rava himself couldn't have said that. Neima, we should say, according to Rava Shita by Yom Kippur, which we'll get to in a moment, that since milifnei tivul shari, if it's mutter to do this in the morning before you've already had breakfast, then li'achat tivul it should be shari also, because it's Rava Shita. Rava Shita is, he holds ho'il. Ho'il is used in many different ways, obviously depending on its context. Over here it's ho'il since. Since this is something that is mutter in one context, it's mutter in another context. Now the classic case of Rava's ho'il is nogeya tefila on Yom Kippur. So we say, okay, you're allowed to be tovel, your body, on Shabbat. Even though, I mean, isn't that like tikkun gavra? It's like tikkun mana. Yeah, but I mean, it's what people do to cool off. So you go into mikveh, you cool off. Therefore, it's mutter on Yom Kippur. But on Yom Kippur, you wouldn't be taking a swim. And Rava says, this is interesting. If the act is mutter on Shabbat, it does become more usher on Yom Kippur. Because we're saying kippur is not, doesn't look like a tikkun mana. So therefore, no, if it's not being done on Rukhisa, you're tame, you want to be taken. So there's leka midrash b'Shabbat shari. There's nothing that's mutter on Shabbos that would be us on Yom Kippur. Since it's mutter on Shabbos, so it's mutter on Yom Kippur. So therefore, here too, we should say the same thing. If you're telling me it's mutter before the tibul, it should be mutter after the tibul. You know what? Rava had karat from the way he learned our Mishnah. He ended up saying like abaya, and the Mishnah actually means migama and pulate is us. How do you know which one he changed his mind from? Why maybe he changed his mind from the principle of oil. So maybe I have karata from the other one. No, that's not possible. Because the other one is actually based on a baraita. And he couldn't hold that indeed on Yom Kippur you cannot be tovel, but on Shabbat you can. Because it says, beferish the Tanya. The baraita says, kol chayavit vilot of lindatar kedarkan bein betishubav bein Yom Kippur. So there's obviously a Tanaic basis for Rava's explanation of that sugya. That you can go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. If you need to go to the mikvah, you go to the mikvah. And the next piece we had was the Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, about whether we would say, well, Kol Yisroel b'nei Melachim, if this group of people is allowed to use rose oil, so anybody can use rose oil. It's not considered to be specifically the refuah. Om Rav Abba Bar Zav, Om Rav, that's how we paskin. Rav paskin Rabbi Shimon. What? I thought Rav is against Rabbi Shimon's psukim in Hilchos Shabbos. Because the name of the Rav's Rabbi Shimon's really. Didn't Rabbi Shimon Bar Chiya quote Rav as saying that a mesuchrayat and a zaita is osir la duke biyumatava? Did he not say that you cannot use wipes on Yom Tov? Oh, actually, I wasn't referring to wipes then, but it's the same din as wipes, according to 99% of the post. You cannot use a cloth that you stick in to a place where you insert a faucet to prevent leakage. Of course, we use the modern way of doing it is to use that Teflon tape. The older way of doing it was to use Pishtan string around it. Still, yeah, they are still use that. But in those days, they took a piece of cloth, wrapped it around the pipe, and stuffed it in with the cloth, and that would make a tight seal. But at the same time, if it was damp, it would squeeze out whatever liquid is in it. And same thing's true of a wiping. You're going to use it and squeeze out whatever liquid is in it, and that you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. So apparently, he paskins that a dover she'eino mitkaven, I mean, obviously your intent is not to squeeze things out, is osir. No, no, no. And that would be not like Rabbi Shimon. Right? So apparently he's paskin like Rabbi Shimon. No, 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 says the Gemara. He paskin like Rabbi Shimon. But over there, there's no way to avoid squeezing it out. That's the point. And therefore, even Rabbi Shimon is made because Abaye v'rabat amrat arvayu, moder Rabbi Shimon, b'psik reisha v'lo yamud. If all you want to do is cut off the head of the chicken for the kid to play with, you certainly didn't intend to kill the chicken. But nonetheless, Rabbi Shimon is made in such a case where we have a strong statistical correlation between cutting off its head and its subsequent expiration that he also holds. That's not called Dovshem Miskavin. That would be Mutter. And that's basically the same thing of the Nuzaita over here.
9 times out of 10.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10.
You let it rattle a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. But Ha'amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, look, forget about whether this would work. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. L'maisa, we know the Rav Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rav Chana Bar Ami, quote, Shmuel is passing like Rabbi Shimon. I mean, this is one of those classic Rav and Shmuel machlokes. As a matter of fact, Rav Chiya Bar Ami quotes the whole thing without any intermediary. It's not so-and-so said that Rav, but rather, Rav Amar Alok Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel Amar Alok Rabbi Shimon. So what are you telling me now that actually the basis of Rav's psak over here was Rabbi Shimon, because he was Rabbi Shimon, and he doesn't know the Rabbi Shimon's psakim on Shabbos. El Amar Rav, let me explain to you. When it says that, Rav says Alok Rabbi Shimon. Me and the lion of our group, and we explained it. I'm referring to Rav Barovi. He's a lion. What Rav said was Halak Rabbi Shimon, but not because Rabbi Shimon is right. Halak is Rabbi Shimon for another reason. It happens to be that we pass that anybody can use rose water. But Lav Mitame, not because, it's like your wife. She's always right. That just has nothing to do with why she thinks she's right. There's anything that's true over here. The Halak is like Rabbi Shimon, but not because of what he thinks the reason is. Lav Mitame. Well, what do you mean? My halakha Rabbi Shimon Lavitami, is it? Do you mean to say, halakha Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter, but not because of what he thinks, because Rabbi Shimon holds that rose oil is mutter, even though it is a good refuah. And Rav says, rose oil is not a refuah, so what the heck, use it as much as you want. I don't know, you want to waste your money, waste your money. Maybe that's what Rav is saying. Rav says, below masi. How can Rav hold that it's not masi if the brightness says beferish, even according to Rabbanan, that B'nai Melachim are allowed to be Sokhan Agavi Makotehem? I mean, obviously that's the point, is that it is something that is Merapa wound, Shemin Veret, so we call it the Masi. Okay, how about this? Halachic Rabbi Shimon, that it's Mutter, but not for the reason the Rabbi Shimon says. Well, even if it's very expensive, but theoretically we're all princes. No, that's not the point. Rabbi Shimon, he is saying it's Mutter even though it's very expensive, and if you're using it, you've got to be using it for that purpose. That's Avagav Delosh Biachshari. That's not what Rav was saying. Rav is saying, now that Walmart carries it, it's mutter for everybody. That's the point. So, Ish Chiach In, Ilo Shchiach Lo. Now, it happens to be that they opened the Walmart around Rav's place. So, Ba'ata the Rav, it was Shchiach Mishka the Varada. You could get it very easily. And because of that, he's saying, look, Alok Lamaisa, Rabbi Shimon is right. I mean, not that he's right in terms of his reasoning. Hadron Alok Shmonesh Ratzim, the Elo Kisharim. Moving on, in the Mishnah now of the Lametet Melachot, we get up to Kosher Umatir. So, the following kesharim, you would be chayev on making on Shabbat. Kesher hagamalim, the people who who drive camels around. They have a very chosh of a knot that they make. We'll see which knot that is. And, oh, Sir Richard, Kesher Hasapanim, the sailor's knot, which is to hold their boat. Again, we'll see particularly which knot. And what that means, according to Rashi, is that these are kishrei shel kayama. These are knots that hold. And they can hold forever if you don't loosen them up. And that's the only point. But any knot that is a permanent knot is basically kesher gemalim, kesher sapanim. Now, the Rambam, based on the Rif, argues on that and learns that kesher gamalim, the particular example of the gamalim and sapanim, are because these are complex knots. They're knots that you learn from a mumcha, and it's something that's a melechet oman. You have to be trained to be able to do a knot like this. And that's the type of knot that you're chayav on, which is shel kayama. So it has two requirements. It has to be a kesher shel kayama, but it also must be a professionally tied knot. And if it doesn't satisfy those requirements, there wouldn't be a chiyav chatat on it. Now, there's an iser if it's a kesher shel kayama, perhaps, drabana, but there would be no chiyav. And exactly what that is, and as we end up, the Ashkenazim end up being very machmir, because paradoxically, the Rambam, who is the source of the psak, that you need to have a professional knot to be chayev, also holds that any type of knot that will hold is also min rabbanan, no matter how long it's planned to be there, you see. So it turns out that there's a chumra if you follow the Rambam, because lamaitz, according to those shitas, who hold kesher kayama means your intent for how long it's going to be there. You know, the rabbanan never assert a kesher that is meant to be untied today.
Meant to be untied, yeah. Or can possibly untie itself?
No, that's meant to be untied. No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. We're machmir that untie itself. And because of that, we run into all these problems, you know. But, I mean, lamaisa, the famous problem, of course, is what happens if your loop, we're going to get to the loops, what happens if your loop turns into a kesher kayama, it's becoming
right,
loose.
Right,
so there, almost everybody holds that. Of course it's mutter to take that out. Because the only point over here was that we were being machmir like the Rambam if your intent was to tie the knot. But the whole thing is a chumra b'yalma. In a case where you didn't even tie a knot that was a knot, so it just happened over there, for sure nobody answers. If you need to take it off because it's uncomfortable, you want to take off your shoe or so on. That for sure you can do. Okay, but anyway, we'll get into those details when we get into the loop issues in the Gemara. And k'shem shu chayav al kishurana, any knot that you'd be chayav on tying would be the knot that you're chayav on untying. And the untying was the, we spoke about earlier, here Rashi gives a very simple explanation, that it's based on the Leviathan trappers. The Leviathan trappers. I'm thinking ahead, you know. We're talking about the final one. I'm talking about, that's the Sukkah Shel, the Oresh of Leviathan. I'm talking about the old-fashioned one, the one that was done for the Mishkan, the beginning, you know, not the end. So the way that they would make these nets. Now, you have to adjust the net, the size of the net, depending on what the size of the fish are that you're picking up. So they would untie and then retie to make the net smaller or bigger. So over there, that's the heter itself is a malacha. Rabbi Meir Omer, kol kesher sheyachol atiro b'achat miyadav. Let me tell you something, Rabbi Meir. If this kesher can be untied with one hand, then you're not going to be chayav on it, by definition. Even if your intent was that it should stay there. Now, when you say a kesher hagamalim, a kesher hasapanim, that's a little disturbing. Because lamaisa, a guy who drives his camel to the grocery store, is still going to tie up his camel. But then he's going to come out of the grocery store, and he's going to untie his camel. So then that would be saying that a kesher that is only meant to be there for 5 minutes is nonetheless considered to be a kesher that's v'chayev karban chatas. I mean, so let's try to figure out what are we talking about. Are we talking about the kesher, the kitra, the katra bizimama, that you tie through the ring that you put through in the nose of the camel or some other element, and that you tie the rope to in order to make sure that it's parked safely and won't wander away? And if you talk about parking your boat for refueling or something, so you would be katra the kitre beistrida, which is the ring that is permanently on the front of the boat that you tie it up when you want to park. But that's a kesher sheno shel kayam. I mean, you want to be able to release it. So you're only tying it for as long as you're parking. But that would mean that the Mishnah is saying that even a kesher where there's no intent to leave it there is a kesher that's us. Ella, you're right, it can't mean that. It's got to refer to the kitra of the zemaba gufa, or the kitra of the istrida gufa. What they would do, the ring was actually made from cable, a string, which needed itself to be tied. That knot is meant to stay there forever and ever. So that's what we're referring to, the initial knot that creates the ring in the nose of the camel, or that creates the ring in the nose of the ship. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ko Kesher Yachol Atiro B'chat Miyadav, Ein Chayavin Alav. Now there's two ways of understanding what Rabbi Meir is saying. Boy Rav Achtavui, Achvi the Maracha. Rav Achtavui, who was Rav Maracha's brother, put it like this, to clarify what was Rabbi Meir's sheet. How about a loop, according to Rabbi Meir? Okay? Now, obviously, no matter how tight that loop is, all you got to do to release it is pull on one string. That's the point of a loop. So, because of that, any loop can be untied with one hand. What would Rabbi Meir have said about a loop? Do we anivel Rabbi Meir ma? What is Rabbi Meir's point when he says untying with one hand? Is the svara of Rabbi Meir specifically because it's able to be untied with one hand and therefore, by definition, is open to being released? Is that the whole point? Well, if that's the point, then a loop would be mutter. So, nami yokala atira. Or, not mutter, but certainly ain't chayavinala. Or, what Rabbi Meir may be saying is a symptom of something else. It's nothing to do with the one hand. It has to do with the fact that a normal knot that you could untie with one hand is obviously not tight. But a loop can be very tight. All right, you can leave it in your shoes for a long time and walk around with it, and it won't get loose, and you could still untie it with one hand, okay? So then, if it's only a symptom, then the point would be that it's mishum de lo mahavik. Then the point of a normal knot that could be untied with one hand is because it wasn't tied tightly. But a loop, which is mahavik, he would agree, would be usher, or chayim alav. Teku, that itself, question stands, what is Rabbi Meir's underlying logic? Now, yesh lecha kisharim, oops, sorry. Yesh lecha kisharim. Now, there are knots that you would not be chayev in the same way you'd be chayev on the kesher hagamalim and the kesher hasapanim. Now here, not be chayev is mashu, but it would be us, right? And then the Mishnah goes blithely ahead and says, yes, a woman can certainly tie the following knot. You said you're not chayev on it, and then all of a sudden you say that lechatchila you can do it. Something's missing in this Mishnah. We're going to have to understand what happened. There's obviously a jump here. So a woman could tie the miftach haluka, let's say she's got a little knot to tie, that is her collar knot that ties the two sides of a blouse together, you know? Or chutei sivakha, she's wearing a hat, you know, a baby bonnet type of thing, a bonnet that would blow off if she doesn't tie it on the bottom. Or the paskia, which is a belt that could be tied. The ritzuot of a minal, the sandal. Or you can tie, you know, your shoelaces. Or nodot yayin v'shemen, or a kederet shel baser. I mean, how do you tie up a leather bag that has your, after you finish pouring out the wine, you tie it to prevent the liquid from escaping. Or they would tie, cover over a kederet shel basar to keep the flies out. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, they can also tie the door in front of an animal and in the doorways to prevent it from wandering off. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. I'm very confused. Agufakash, I mean, you're contradicting yourself. The opening of the Mishnah says, there are knots which you would not be chayav on the way you would be on a kesher agamalim and a kesher asapanim, which is clearly saying you won't be chayav on it. But I mean, certainly not allowed to do it. Yisura Ika, and then you go on and you say, and you can just go ahead and kosherati shamiftach haluka, which is even lechatchila. So, what happened? Well, obviously, we need to understand that the Mishnah is talking about different steps. But there's still answer. What would that be? That would be my niyu. Kitre de katre bizimama, or kitre de katre biistarida. Those are exactly what we examined before. A knot that you would tie when you would park your boat for a week. Or you park your camel for the whole day. Now, it's true that those are not the same as the knot that you tie through the nose of the camel that is never removed, or that you tie at the prow of the boat that is never removed, but it's still awesome. There are those things, however, which are mutter even lechatchila, and those are things that are not meant to stay there at all, and that are taken off at night when you undress, and that would be kosheret miftechei chalukah, and so on and so forth, to be further amplified tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. Liyarkuna train b'shichon miyaker, how are you allowed to take something that it sterilizes you? Umi shari v'atani minayin l'sirus b'adam shu asur, tomu l'omaru b'artzichem lo ta'asu kein, means you, lo ta'asu b'chem rather, b'chem lo ta'asu v'darshan, or z'rashu lo te'asu, b'chem lo te'asu divri b'chanina. All you need to do is take off its karbalato, whom is teres me'ela. Yeah, but Ravashi says that's just basically psychological. The poor rooster can't strut. So Ramut Rucho Denakitle. Okay, so then it's got to be talking about someone who's already a Soris. But what good is that? Amr Pri Amr B'Yochanan. Hakomodim, even if you argue about Mum Akar Mum, to be Matal and Bal Mum, but Mechametz Akar Mechametz of a Mincha, it's definitely Chayev. And a Mesaris, Sakra Mesaris, they're also money that you're chayav, because it lists separately. Ma'uch ve'katut ve'natuk ve'charut, and we said that's crazy. If the Torah is mechayav you just on charut, koshkin is going to be mechayav you on nituk, lo koshkin, must be that it's being, the pasuk is coming to tabi lavinotik achar koreichu chayav. Okay, you're right. Ela b'zakei. Yeah, but zikna is reversible. Om Rabbi Yochanan, eni chzeruni l'nahar otai. Okay, then it must be Be'isha. But what about according to Rabbi Yochanan, but Baruch Hu holds al shneim l'omer v'yavarech otam Elohim v'yom elam prur avu ma'ikel omema. What about the fact that then a woman would be auspicious according to Rashi or according to others? What about the bitul piri v'rivya? Bizikena inami ba'akara. Hakoshesh b'shinav lo yigamav en et hachometz avo mitabelu kedarko v'im nitrape. Hakoshesh b'motinav lo yasuf yayim v'chometz avo sachot ha-shemen v'lo shemen veret. However, b'nei melachim could even be sachem shemen veret al-makoteyan shekein darkav lasuch b'chol. Rabbi Shimon amar, ko Yisrael b'nei melachim en. Romele Ravacha Richa, who is Ravacha Bar Popa? To Rabbi Abo, t'na, hakoshesh b'shinav lo yigamav en et hachometz, which implies that chometz is good for your teeth. And yet, according to Shlomo HaMelech, the worst thing you could do is get chometz v'shinayim v'chasham le'inayim. Now, look, Asha, there's different types of chometz. There's kiyuda peri, and then there's good vinegar made from solid wine. V'bayte ma'av abakala ad ikamaka delekamaka. If there's ikamaka, then the chometz is good for you. It's ma'asi. Melekamaka, then it loosens your teeth, and it's marpi. The Mishnah implies any type of gimua. Amar Rabbi, no, the Mishnah is talking about dafka megamau polet. Rav Amar, afilatem megamau bolaya. It's architectural. Kan lifnei tibul, kan liachatibul. Why don't we say me lifnei tibul shari, liachatibul nami shari? Because after all, shemin lo Rav itay oil. Because Rav says lagabi bin tovel on Yom Kippur that if it's mutter on Shabbos, it's got to be mutter on Yom Kippur too. The other Rav lekamidu to Shabbos shari Yom Kippur ui maaser even on Yom Kippur. You wouldn't think that he's going down the karer. So the Shabbos shari Yom Kippur nami shari. Well, you're right. And Rav had harat from what he said over here, and he agrees with Abaya that the Mishnah only means Begamea and Polet. How do you know? No. Lo Zakadai, because that's based on a bright at a Tanya. Kol Chayavet Vilot of Linked Arkan, Bein Betishabab, Bein Yom Kippurim. Hakoshesh Bemot Nav, and then comes along Rabbi Shimon, and he says, Koy Yisroel B'nei Malachim, anybody can use rose oil. Omer Baba Varzav, Domer Rav, Rav Paskin, like Rabbi Shimon. What? Lamima the Rav, Rabbi Shimon, Tzvirilei, and Inyanim of Shabbos. I thought Rabbi Shimon Barachim, Mishmei, the Rav said that the famous case of the Mesuchraya and the Zaita is Ursula Duke on Yantev, and that is only a malacha, which is an Enam Iskavin. It's only us, early with Rabbi Yehuda. No, that's by even Rabbi Shimon is made. The by of Rabbi Amr, the by of Mother, Rabbi Shimon, the Psik Reish of Eloi Yamut. Forget about it. And Rabbi Kana Barami said, Shmuel says to look, Rabbi Shimon, actually, Rabbi Kana Barami, Master Bela Bela Gavre. Straight up, man. Rav Amar Lok Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel Amar Lok Rabbi Shimon. How are you saying that Rav Patsuk Lok Rabbi Shimon? Elo Amar Rav, let me tell you something. Naniv Arisha Bechamura, we explained the whole thing. Who am I referring to? Rav Kiyah Bar Ravin. It means that Rav says the Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, but not because of what he thinks, because some other reason. What is that other reason? Is it because you can use rose water all right, like Rabbi Shimon, the Shari, but, I mean, Rabbi Shimon holds you can use rose water even though rose water is a refuah. Rav is saying if you want to waste your money, you can use rose water because it doesn't do a darn thing for you. And Rav said, well, Lomasi, that's not possible. How could Rav hold Lomasi if it's his befeirish mission, even I'll leave it at Chacham Narag and Rabbi Shimon, that B'lebed Achim are Tzachin on Gabim HaKoteyem Shemin Verit, Mechal, that it is Masi. Ela Allah Halakha Rabbi Shimon the Shoy Velo Mitaime, because Rabbi Shimon holds, even though it's very expensive and it's mukhach that you're using it for a refuah, it's mutter. Whereas Rav holds, it's only mutter if there's a Walmart in your area. So Ishkiach inelo shkiach lo. It happens to be b'hatad Rav shkiach ma'ashchad avarda. Hadron Lakshman Shrotzim. Ve'elu kisharim shechayimim aleim kesra gamalim kesra sapanim uchishim shuchayav akishuran kaku chayav al heteran. Rabbi Meir Omer kol kesher sheyachol atiro b'achat biyadav ein chayav inalav. My kesher agamalim v'kesher asapanim. Ilema kitra de katre v'zamama v'kitra de katre b'yistrida. I kesher sheino shakayomo. Ela kitra de zamama gufe v'yistrida gufa. Is that Moshe? Rabbi Meir Omer. Kol kesher boy revach devoy. Achui damar acha. Anivil Rabbi Meir Mahu. Time in the Rabbi Meir Mishum the Okalatiro Behat Miyadavu Vadam Yokalatiro. Al Dilma time in the Rabbi Meir Mishum the Lomahadek Vamahadek. Take Yesh Lakakisharim Shem Kayavim Alim Kikeshra Gamalim Kikeshra Sapanim. For instance, Korsheret Isha Miftah Halukavakutesavaha Vishopaskia Ritzurat Minavasandal Nodod Yain Shemevikder Shabasar. Rabbi Elz Ben Yaakov Amar Korshil of the Abeima Bishvil Shalotetse. Now, I don't understand. Hagufa Kasha. First you say Yesh Kisharim Shem Kayavim Alim Kikeshra Gamalim Kikeshra Sapanim, which clearly is saying Chiyuvu Daleka Barisura Ika. And then you go ahead and you say, Kosheret Isha Miftah Haluka, meaning Afilo Lechatchila? What is that referring to? That is the things we were talking about before. Kitru de katru bizamama, kitru de kaka bistrida, because those things can be put in there for a week at a time or whatever. But that's awesome. Mashain king, there are other kisharim that are mutarim lechatchila. Referring to what, Maniu? That is kosheret isha miftachei chaluka, and so on.